North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 5, 2020. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting housing advocates want to carve out a new source of money to help cities and towns cover the cost of new affordable units, but fiscal watchdogs say the move will add to the burden on property owners. A proposal by State Representative Jay Livingstone, a Democrat from Boston, and State Senator William Brownsberger, a Democrat from Belmont, would allow communities to add a transfer fee up to 2% onto property tax bills. Local governing boards would have to approve the new fee by a two-thirds vote and also get approval from a majority of the community's voters in a local referendum. Livingstone said a dearth of federal and state funding means many cities and towns don't have the money for affordable housing projects. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times and Salem News. Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce will be moving its current location on Commercial Street in Gloucester to a more visible location on Rogers Street, as Executive Director Ken Reel explains.
So there is a lot going on at the Chamber, and frankly with all of Cape Ann, and the move is very exciting. This will be the biggest move this organization has ever made. The move from Main Street was huge for us 33 years ago, coincidentally. And we are now located at 33 Commercial Street, right next to the Beauport Hotel. And this location is fantastic. You know, we've done a lot of good work out of here and more than doubled our membership and done some really great things economically and with our schools. But with regard to a big part of our work, we do a lot with our visitors and the visitor-based economy. And we have a very popular visitor center here. And we're a little off the beaten track. You know, you got to turn off of Rogers on the Commercial. And so we're more of a destination where we are moving right on the corner of Harbor Loop and Rogers Street. We're a drive-by.
And yeah. So
visitors and our locals both will be, you know, literally seeing us every time that we're up and down Rogers Street. And a much more visible location, a larger location because the Chamber has grown so much. And we went up by more than 15% last year alone to over 1,000 members, which makes us to be largest chamber on the North Shore and the fifth largest in the Commonwealth.
Wow.
Which is quite a statement for a relatively small demographic. You know, we represent the four Cape Ann communities, Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester, and have a number of businesses in our neighboring communities, communities like Beverly and Ipswich and Rowley and Danvers, and of course we've got some big national businesses as well, but our majority of our membership, as you can imagine, come from the Cape Ann communities. And so this location will allow us to better serve our membership, both on and off of Cape Ann.
That's Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Ken Reel. Julie Manganis is writing in today's Salem News. By now, Jose L. Arias has gotten used to being mistaken for someone else. Since 2014, the 32-year-old Arias of Salem says he's been arrested or detained roughly 20 times on a warrant meant for a man who is also named Jose Arias, but who is more than a decade older. And that's even with a letter written in 2015 by a Salem Superior Court judge explaining that he's not the older Jose Arias who was wanted in connection with a 2014 heroin trafficking case in Lawrence. The younger Arias carries that letter along with his United States passport, as it happened again last Thursday when Lynn police stopped Arias shortly before 4 p.m., then arrested him on that warrant. He spent 4 days in custody before being brought to Salem Superior Court on Monday morning. It may all be simply due to a single typo on an important document, the 2014 indictment of the older man. That man's name is Jose Antonio Arias, and he was born in 1974. The paperwork filled out by prosecutors lists his correct full name and date of birth, but the indictments list his name as Jose L. Arias, and that is how the case is also entered in the court's computer system. On Monday, Superior Court Judge Salem Tabbitt was not pleased as he learned the details. And while Arias didn't seem to want to make a big deal out of it, Tabbitt told him, "Can you understand why it's frustrating to us?" More on the story in the Salem News. The recent Martin Luther King holiday highlighted a history of slavery on the North Shore, particularly in Cape Ann. Researcher Lise Breen of Gloucester explains that more information is forthcoming.
Okay, well, the panel at the Cape Ann Museum is on Saturday, February 29th. It's all afternoon. It's in conjunction with the National Park Service and with the Terra Foundation. And it people who will be there alongside of me, I'm thrilled to say, is one of the top scholars in this field. Her name is Joanne Pope Mellish. And she wrote a book called Disowning Slavery in New England. And she really talks about the way we have ignored our past and the contributions of enslaved people to New England's economy and culture. Also presenting will be Cabrilla Baumgartner. And she is a scholar who's putting together all kinds of finding aids regarding Essex County slavery. And she's also written and is in the process of writing books on people who grew up, well, in particular, and the first black attorney who grew up in Salem.
That's historical researcher Lee Spreen. City of Peabody is wasting no time seeking a project manager to oversee additions and renovations to Welch Elementary School. This is in an article written by Thor Jorgensen today in the Daily Item of Lynn. Advertisements seeking project manager services are posted and requesting applicants to respond to the city office of the purchasing agent by February 13, 4 p.m. Details on the school project can be obtained by sending an electronic mail request to purchasing@peabody-ma.gov. Peabody secured Massachusetts School Building Authority approval last October to begin planning to renovate or replace the Welch. The 50-year-old school needs its heating system and windows replaced and other upgrade work designed to make the school compatible with 21st-century academics. More on this story in today's Daily Item. That'll take care of this edition of North Shore Today. For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, reminding you it's hockey tonight on msonewsports.com as we will be featuring high school hockey from the Northeast Conference. For first place, it'll be Marblehead at Gloucester. Again, for Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is msonewsports.com.